Kedai. And really, this is going back to the introduction. Just to revisit again for a moment the Ben Sayyarum Meir from the Psukim in the Torah. And that is, and again, just a high level, almost like a Chumash Rebbe, as it relates to the Ben Sayyarum Meir. The Pasuk says, Ki yil ish ben Sayyar Umeir. Einenu shemea b'kayl aviv u'b'kayl imoy v'yisru oisai v'la yishma'aleh. So this Ben Sayyarum Meir is called a Ben. He's a child, right? He has to be Bar Mitzvah. It was a hava meaning, it could even be a katan, but he has to be Mishiyavish de Cyrus, but not a full fledged ish. It's Achi Yaakov Zokin Atachtan. But the point is, if this person is a Soirer Umayr, that's when he's included in this parsha. So what's a Soirer Umayr? Rashi says, Soirer Sarmen Aderech. Umayr, Misarev Bedivrei Yaviv. So Sarmen Aderech means he's veered from the straight and narrow. Umayr means he doesn't listen to his father. Now, the fact that he doesn't listen to his father, Rashi says, is what the word Meir means. It's really Mefurish in the Pasuk. The next words, Einenu shemea b'kayu lovev v'kayu limay. V'yisroiz of elishmalim. Right, so that's pretty Mefurish in the Torah. The fact that he's sar min aderech is also a little bit Mefurish in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, V'amro azik ne'iroi b'nenu zeh sayru meir, Einenu shemea b'kayu leinu zoylo v'sayv. So really, this guy is checking off two boxes, right? There's two things he's doing that are not okay. Number one, he's being soirer. Number two, he's being meirer. The soirer, which Rashi teaches means sarmen aderech, is being manifest in the fact that he's zoil v'soife. The meirer, which means misare b'divrei yavriv, is being manifest in the fact that he's einenu shemea b'koylov v'kolim. So again, this is poshut, but you know, like the Mesilas Hashan writes in his Akdama, the most obvious things are the things that we overlook. This child has two names. He's a Soirer and he's a Meire. The Soirer is Sarmen Aderech, which plays itself out in the fact that he's a Zoyl of a Soife. The Meire means he's Misare B'divrei Yaviv, which plays itself out in the fact that he's Einenu Shoymeya, B'koil Aviv U'B'koil Imay. If you take a look at the Ramban says this very, very clearly. The Ramban says, V'hine, Yesh Olav Shnei Oinchen. This child has two Oinchen. Right, he deserves two punishments. Number one, he's disrespecting his parents. And he's rebelling against them. V'hasheni, shehu zoylo v'soyve. Oyver al mashen itztavinu, says the Ramban. So what's that there to be a zoylo v'soyve? This is the Ramban l'shitase, if there ever was a Ramban l'shitase. Because he's violating what the Torah says, kedoshim tiyu, right? Maybe the most famous Ramban ala Torah. So he's violating that Ramban in kedoshim tiyu. V'nemaroid, it says, v'oysoy savoydu, u'boysit bakum. Right, he's supposed to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to Olam Hazeh. Kasha pirashti, shen itztavinu, ladas Hashem b'chol drachenu, v'zoylo v'soyve lo yedeh. Says the Ramban, the point is that this person deserves two punishments. Right? He deserves two punishments. Number one, for being a soirer, sarmen aderech, which is zoil v'soive. Number two, for being a meire, misare b'divrei yavriv, in enesh v'kol v'kolim. So says the Ramban, if that's because, let me ask you a question. Everyone knows that the ben soir meire is niden al shem soifa. And Chazal said, yomu zakai val yomu schayev. Yomu zakai val yomu schayev. He's not a zakai. Right, he's a guilty man. We just said, he deserves two punishments. There's nothing zakah. Right, he's not so innocent. Right, he's not so innocent. Don't fall for this innocence. It's garnished as a innocent. So what do you mean, yomu zakah? Says the Ramban, b'lishoyne azov, ala klal, aim by ato chet mavas. It's true he's guilty, right? This is the biggest misnomer about the Ben Sayyarum Meir. It's not innocent. Yesh olav shnei oinchen, which is only chumash now. Right, Pasha, I'm going to say one chiddush yet. Yesh olav shnei oinchen. He deserves two punishments. Yeah, but not death. Not the death penalty. It's true he's being makla aviv imoy. I hear, it's a bad thing. He's being over on kedoshim tiyu. Aviv al shem soifai hu nidan kamash eskiru chazal. The reason he gets misa, that's based already al shem soifai. But the point, says the Ramban, is that even though this person is not a zakai, he's a soirer and a moirer, two independent averis. But at the same time, we refer to him as a zakai, because klapi mishmat moves, klapi that, he's going to be considered a chayef, you know. It's Yodua that the Eben Ezra, when he talks about the Ben Soiru Meirer, so he refers to him as an apikoiris. He says, V'hine zek moi apikoiris, ki lo yivakish chayo oilum azeh, ki imlis anik b'chol minei maichol u mishta. this person's an apikoros. And over the years, I've heard different ideas from different Bali Moser to explain why would the Ben Soyer Moir be an apikoros. An apikoros? Who said he's an apikoros? He's about taifa. He's not an apikoros. Right? He's not a nair. He's about taifa. That's what he is. So, like, meichetes, it should be an apikoros. And there's kamakomas in the shtabru, as they say. Lule de mistafina, and it could be this is mamish emes. An apikoros, that term, was named after a famous Greek philosopher. His name was Epicurus. Right? He was a Greek philosopher who obviously denied the existence of God. And it's because of him that we have today the Apikorsan. And by the way, Afa Pisha ain't Raya Ladover, Zeicha Ladover, to go along with the theme of the Daf, and that is the Tzedukim were named after Tzaduk, and the Baisusim were named after Baisus. So it makes a lot of sense that the Apikorsim are named after Epicurus. But this is a fact, right? There was a Greek philosopher, his name was Epicurus. If you do a little bit of research about what exactly Epicurean philosophy is, the one fundamental belief is that man was put on this world to attain as much pleasure as he can possibly attain. Now it ties in, obviously, to Kfira and Apikorsis, right? Quote, unquote. But the site of Epicurean philosophy was that you're here to indulge in the pleasures of this world. Now, in moderation, there's certain chukim, there's rules and regulations of how it works. But at the end of the day, if you want to come and take Epicurean philosophy and you want to be Hamidan Alachas, that's the one principle you have to know. I think that's what Ibn Ezra means. If you have a proper appreciation for what Epicurean philosophy was, that's exactly what this person's doing. He's going down the road of being a Zoyl Vesoyvi. You don't think of a Zoyl Vesoyvi as an Apikoros, because the way the Apikoros is referred to today, Beloshen Amami, is more of a Koifer. Oh, this is more, yeah, but really, the Apikoros, this is who he was at us. This is the original Epicurus. He was an hedonistic Greek Baltaiva, says the Ibn Ezra. Vine Zekamai Apikoros. That's probably what he means. But either way, it says the Ramban and Rashi that the Seir Umair is doing two things. Number one, the Seir Umair is Sarmen Aterech, and that's manifest in the fact that he's Zoyel Vesoyve. His Umair is Mesar B'Devre Yoviv, and that's manifest in Erev Shemenu B'Kalov V'Kalim of Yisroi Sevel Yishma Aleyem. And says the Ramban that really this person deserves two Oinshin. So what does it mean? Yomu Zakeh v'Yomus Chayev? It means he didn't do anything for which he should be Chayev Misa. The Yomus, the fact that he's a Yomus, Yomus, that's already Al Shem Seifa. But then the Ramban goes further. And the Ramban says that Al Pi Pshutei Shal Mikra, it could be there's a little bit of an idea that the Pesukim are trying to tell us as it relates to the Ben Soyer Umair. And that is, it says that after they killed the Ben Soyer Umair, Uviyarta Rami Kirbecha, Vichol Yisrael, Yishmu V'Yiro. Like, Kol Yisrael, Yishmu V'Yiro. Says the Ramban, V'zetam, Vichol Yisrael, Yishmu V'Yiro. Ki loy humas begoydol chetoy. Because we're not killing him for what he did. Elo liyaser boyasar rabbin. The reason we're killing him is to give Musa to the rabbin. V'shloyeh takol l'acherim, so that he not be a source of stumbling to other people. In other words, Ramban says, the Torah says by the Ben Soyer Umair, when we kill him, v'cholam yishmu v'yiro. Well, what's that all about? Kill him to kill him. Now, the emphasis is like this. We're going to learn this Gemara in a few weeks, but the Gemara says there's four times in the Torah where we give somebody Mises Bezin, where the Torah says, v'chol Yisrael, v'chol Om, yishmu v'yiro. We're going to get to that. And the Gemara learns from there, but tzrichim achrosa, there were four chayvim Mises Bezin that needed achrosa. But the Ramban here is doing what the Ramban always does. He's learning up the psukim al pi pshutei shel mikra, and says the Ramban that here by the Ben Soyer Umair, the Torah said, v'chol Yisrael, yishmu v'yiro. You know what the emphasis is. Because usually when you give somebody Mises Bezin, why are you giving him Mises Bezin? Because he deserves it. Over here, the person Be'etzim doesn't deserve Mises Be'etzim. Now, Chazal said, Yom Uzakeh V'Yom Uzchayim, but Ramban's learning that you want to know why we're killing this person? Pshutei Shal Mikra? It's V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. Because we want to send a lesson. We want to send a message. That's why we're doing this. And Ramban continues. And he says, V'chein Derech HaKosuv She'yaskir Kein. This is the Derech of the Pasuk to say this. Kashe Yumsu L'Goder K'dei She'tiyah B'Misasam Takona L'Acher. When the purpose of the Misa is not so much what the person did, but more to create a Geder, and it should be preventative for the future. This is the lashon we find. Ki hisker came by Zakei Mamre. You know, Ram says, you know, I know that because the Torah says it's by the Zakei Mamre. Who's the Zakei Mamre? It's the Zakei Mamre is someone that's on the level that he could be on the Sanhedrin. And it was a din Torah, and it was presented to the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin passed in one way, and he went the other way. Yitzchayev Misa says the Ramban. Lefi she'ein by rasei chet shorah olamus. Let's be honest. Did the Zaken Mamre do anything for which he deserves to die? Rak, hu lahase ha-machloikis min ha-Torah, kasha pirashti sham. The idea is to remove the machloikis from the Torah. And as a result, this is something that we need to do in a preventative way. But either way, says the Ramban, I have a raya from the Zaken Mamre, and then he goes to the other places where you find this idea of v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'iro. So the Ramban says, in Pshutei Shal Mikra, why v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'iro when it comes to Ben Sayyid Umar? It's the same reason that you find this nusach when it comes to the Zaken Mamre. The Zaken Mamre, the Torah says the same exact thing. You know why? Because the Zaken Mamre, like the Ben Sayyid Umar, didn't really do anything for which he deserves to be killed. But rather, this is all a hechatimtza. This is all about making sure v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro, like it says by the Ben Sayyid Umar, v'chol am yishmu v'yiro v'la yizidu noit, like it says by the Zaken Mamre. But I just want to share one heritage. I don't know if this is emes, I'm a pshut, I shall make it. Maybe, I don't know. But the Ramban was medama, the Zaken Mamre, to the Ben Sayyid Umar. The truth is, there's a precedent for this sushta. There's a precedent for this sushta. The Rambam has a Hilchas Mamre, right? Arguably the most kishmaka, you know, chelik of halachas Rambam is up there, right? Oh, a lot of raid going on in Hilchas Mamre. But the Rambam has a Hilchas Mamre, and the Rambam, in his Hilchas Mamre, discusses a whole bunch of different mitzvahs and halachas. Now, you know, the Rambam, in the beginning of each set of halachas, he has a little bit of a heading. And in his heading, he tells you what's going on. So Rambam says like this, Hilchas Mamre, yesh b'chlolam tesha mitzvahs, there are 9 mitzvahs. Shalish mitzvahs asay, there's 3 mitzvahs asay, there's 6 mitzvahs lois asay, and there's 6 mitzvahs lois asay. V'zehu prata, I want to read them, all 9. Number 1, lasay sapiyat teirish yoymer lanu bezden agadol. Mitzvahs asay is you have to listen to the bezden agadol. 2, shalay lasam edevrei. Right, that's the Rambam's loisasa, which Rambam holds as a deraisa. 3, shaloi lahoisav ala Torah, loi b'mitzvah iksav, v'loi b'perushin shalamanu b'piashmua. Can't go keneged the mitzvahs, and you can't go keneged the Torah b'al peh. 4, shaloi l'graya minakra. Right, so one is b'al toisa, one is b'al tigra. 5, shaloi l'kalala v'ein. 6, shaloi l'hakris av'ein. 7, l'chabid av'ein. Ches, l'yirame av'ein. Tes shaloi yeh ben sayir meir al kol avimai. Don't be a Ben Sayyid Umar. So the Rambam, in his heading to Hilchas Mamre, he says 9 mitzvahs, 6 lois asays, and 3 asays. And if you go through the 9, essentially, you know what the Rambam just gave you? The laws of the Zaken Mamre, meaning listen to the Chachamim, don't go against them, and it's most manifest with the Zaken Mamre, and all the laws of Kibbut Aveim. Kibbut Aveim, Yiras Aveim, Makav Aveimai, Makal Aveimai, and then the Ben Sayyid Umar. All 9 of these mitzvahs, and really these 2 parshiyos, listen to the rabbis and listen to your parents, are together what make up the Rambam's Hilchas Mamre. There's an idea that we need to shteltsu to authority. And when we're Mamre, we go against authority, we fall into the Rambam's Hilchas Mamre. The Rambam took these 2 inyanim, which technically are not one and the same, and he lumped them together. And he made 1 Hilchas Mamre from it. Right, when the Rambam makes a Hilchas Noshim. Okay, what's Noshim? What's going on? It's all, let's say the Noshim, right? In the Malv of Aleiva. It's all the laws of Malv of Aleiva. The Rambam created a cannabis. And there's no Masechtis Mamrim. There's no Seder and Shas called Mamrim. The Rambam was Mechadish a category called Mamrim. And in Mamrim, the Rambam put basically the Halachis of Zaken Mamre. And he brought the Halachis of Kibbut Aveim. And the emphasis is like this. If you think about it, these 2 ideas, you can argue, are the most critical ideas we have in the entire Yiddishkeit. Right? The Pasuk says, Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha, skeinecha v'yomrulach. Our Messiah comes from avicha, v'gadot olavincha, and skeinecha v'yomrulach. It comes from the skeinim. And I once heard from Remeir Soloveitchik, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, he said that the Pasuk says, Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha, freg de tata, and ageitach zogin, skeinecha v'yomrulach. So this is Veruya Nadvarim Lamisha Amram. He said that, Kvashtenish v'avos mefreg de tata. Right, what does it mean, skeinecha v'yomrulach? Zeshtra kano chachma. He says, the fact that you ask a chacham mesayra, I understand. Oh, but the tata? He said, Neman of shach. Oh, the tata can, he says, skeinecha v'yomrulach. Unai berkenish, vos freaks them. He said, what's Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha? Why are you asking your father? He said, Neman of shach. If he knows, he's Bechal Skeinecha. And if he doesn't know, you don't want to hear what he has to say. So Ramei Soloveitchik said, because Mesoira gate for Natata Tzazun. Right, the Ramban says that the whole essence of our Mesoira is Ein Av Meshakel Lebanon. That's why the Leil HaSeder is such a critical night, V'Yigadta Levincha, because that is when we get infused Mesoira. A child grows up, he sees his father conducts himself a certain way, and he's training him to live that type of life. The kid has this deep faith inside of him that my father would not leave me astray. And that's where Amuna comes from. Amuna comes not from a Rebbe. It comes from the Tata. Shalavich v'yageitcha. But Rameir says sometimes, in fact, the father Taka doesn't know 100%. And they're Takanish. So what do you do? Skeinecha v'yomerlach. You have to have the Skeinenim. And they're going to tell you. Don't make, meaning checks and balances. Make sure you're getting the right Messaira. Of a Messaira can't come from Skeinecha. Messaira has to come from the father. That's how Messaira comes. With Maminim b'nei Maminim. That's how it works. It comes from unzer Tata. If there's someone that's going against the Chachamim, he's a Zakin Mamre. If there's a child that's a Nenu Shemeya B'Koy Love V'Kol Imay, what we're doing is we're undermining the entire system. Our system works because children listen to their father. Our system works because we listen to our Chachamim. The minute we don't listen to our Chachamim, the minute we don't listen to our parents, there's no Mesorif, there's no Mesorif, there's no Yiddishkeit. The whole thing can go Shluffin. It's over. Kel Moli Rach, you can say a Kaddish Drabon. It's over. It's not Negeya. And these two in Yonim was so critical that if you have someone that's a Zaki Mamre, or if you have a child that's a Nenu Shemeh B'Kalav V'Kalima, you know what we do? V'Chol Yisrael Yishma V'Yiro. You know what we do? We make sure we take this man and we take this child and it's over. Why? That's the only reason we're killing him, says the Ramban. He's Betzim Azak. Now, he's not Mamish Azakai. He's a Sairi. He's a Mayrizal. But he doesn't deserve to die. So Chazal said, it's Al Shem Ha'osin. Obviously, that's true. But you want to know what's going on here, says the Ramban. Can the Ramban shtel tzu the Zaki Mamre to the Ben Sairi Mayra? And way more than that, the Rambam created a whole Hilchas Mamrim that's telling tzu the Zaki Mamre, the Ben Sairi Mayra. To me, it's so clear that there's some inherent, intrinsic, deep connection between the Zaki Mamre and the Mitzrayim. This is what it is. It's Pashat. I think it's Oymek Pshut HaShal Mikra. It's Shalavicha V'yageitcha Skeinecha V'yomerlach. The Ben Sairu Meire is undermining the Shalavicha V'yageitcha. The Zaki Mamre is undermining the Zekeinecha V'yomerlach. Hatzad HaShav HaShabahem, they are putting our entire faith, our entire religion, our entire system, everything at risk. And when you have a situation like that, ubiyarta harami kirbecha. They didn't do one specific avera. That's not the point. The point is, we need to put our foot down. Because if someone's a nenu shemeh b'kalava b'kalimai, it's way too dangerous. We need the Messiah. We need the Messiah from father to son. And we need the Messiah from Rebbe to Talmud. Because if we're not going to have that, then we're not going to have anything. Could be that's the oimik and appreciating a little bit the Ben Sayer Meir, appreciating the oimik of the Zaki Mamre and the connection between the Ben Sayer Meir and the Zaki Mamre.